All right, so we're recording and we're all excited to get back to the Cursed Podcast. I know we all are. I know you guys are going to love it. You know, today is going to be Wattpad Stories number 2, and we're going to be going with a story called Team 10 by Lol Like Me. And let us read the synopsis. Michelle is here, but you cannot hear her, and it's okay. You're a 18-year-old vlogger named Alice Moon, and you have been invited to join Team 10. Will you be able to get over love scandal? Okay. It all started so fast. The money, the fame, but first, the beginning. Hey, so today we will be a basic day. The phone rings, cooting me off. Hey, who this? I said in a rude tone. It's Jake Paul, the man on the phone said. Oh my god, Jake Paul has my number in his phone. Hey, so what's up? I said, with my bison of swag. How would you like to be a part of Team 10? I put the phone down and I just scrummed. I picked it back up and said that would be amazing. Good. Erica wants like a sister. She's kind of lonely. Very. I hear a girl's voice come from behind him. Do start packing. You leave New York tomorrow. Yeehaw, my bad, yeehaw, I'm from Brooklyn, so I have kinda a Cardi B accent. I am also from Brooklyn, I need some money. I'm at the airport and waiting to board, but it's spelled wrong. The plane just to hear Alice Moon, your privet jet is ready. So I got out of line and walked to the gate inside. Was so big and had a note. See you soon. Love Team 10. That was so sweet. I loved it and I can't wait. So I fell asleep just to be at the airport. I get my things and got off. I walked to gate 6 at LAX and already was Nick and Erica. I was wondering if I knowed what I look like, so I just walked past the rim, but turned around and said, so are we going or not? Yes. Both scream into yelling my name. Alice, what the hell? Let's go. You already love me. I said back to Nick. After 2-hour drive, we pulled up to the Team 10 mansion. I walked in and Erica said she's going to show me my room. I can't wait. I don't know about you, Michelle, British boy, but I always check to see if I know what I look like, so I walk past other people. That's the way I greet people, you know? I'm going to go see Michelle and I'm going to walk past her just to make sure I know what I look like. And then I'm going to turn around and be like, hey, Michelle. Just like, she'd be, what the frick? I walk upstairs with Erica and she stops at the doorway with the chalkboard that said Alice's room. I loved it. I walked in to see Jake and everyone else and they ran T-words me. So me being from NY and having my mom be a stunt double, it was 2 options, jump down or fight. I chose jump, so yeehaw. Are you okay? They all said, running down, and I have no clue, but I always land on my feet. That scarred the shit out of them, so Chance ran down to see if I was okay. Looked damn okay. Mabe, I have a crush, but look, he cute AF. Like, aw, he is just aw. I can't wait to do my first day at Team 10 like a boss. I feel like my brain is already stopping. It does not work. Is this a picture of Lele Pons? Oh no, that's not Lele Pons. Like balls. Yes, it is spelled B-A-W-W-S. The most obnoxious way. It's my first day and I release Erica has her apartment, so I'm the only girl in the house. I walk down the stairs and see Jake vlogging, and then he gets a call. Jake, help me. He. Punch me. Please, you can't stay with them. I hear an old voice and release. It's Alice. Jake says fast, where, like you're putting on clothes, are you? He said, at the old Team 10 house. Alice said, scarred. He looked at me and mothed. Call Erica, so I do. And me and Jake get in the Tesla. I love how they have a Tesla, by the way. Like, I want a Tesla. And I'm talking to Iika, letting her know what's going on and giving her Alyssa's number for her to call. You could hear she was scared. I hung up with Erica, and soon as Alyssa said she was getting a call and we said answer, so she did. Jake pulls up and sees Alyssa's is in front of Team 10 crying. Me and Jake jump out and she sits in the back and we go back. We go by Erica's and go get Tessa, and we all ask what happened. She's still crying. Banks hit me and Rice just sat there, and so did Bethany. Hell no, Erica. Tessa, we have T do something. Bethany. Her name is Bethany. Leave Bethany alone, Michelle. She's trying to live her life. Everybody loves Alyssa and Bethany. Hell no, Erica. Tessa, we have T do something. Hashtag girl power, I said. And that's when Alyssa realized I was a total stranger and said, who are you? I'm new member, I said. Then she said, Jake, Erica, Tisa. I'm sorry. I just think this story is beautiful. We have Bethany, Alyssa, and Tisa. The squad goals. I know I did you all wrong, and I had knee right to call names, and I jugged. They made me think I was doing something right, but if you will, can I get my besties back? She said, and then said, maybe, even new BFF, and, oh, I'm sorry, it was Navi, and even a new BFF, and we all said yes. We got back, and Alyssa asked the one thing I was thinking, to can she cone back to Team 10, but how she asked you would be a total bick if you said no. She said, Jake, can I come back home? I can help you win the KSI brother thing, and I have a little secret on Logan. I'm sorry. My brain could not. I'm sorry. First of all, the Lodrin got me, but the little secret, and also you'd be a total bick if you said no to her telling them that she had a secret on Lodrin and KSI. That's kind of funny. Okay. And he said yes. Then he called Tristan and asked if they could still be friends. And then this just blowed my mind. He pulled out his phone and asked Cicero and said, text Emilio Martins. Then he said, I'm giving you both 19,000 both. And if you want a visa before this whole drama thing happened, I got you both a visa and you can stay if you want to. Then said, send. It's the next day and me and Erica, Tessa, and Alyssa are going to Target to get some things for her new room. Jake still did his vlog, but he keeps Alyssa out of it. On a different note, hold on, I am adjusting my position. On a different note, Erica just go all out and ask. So are you and Chance. And I stays shush. Just look around until my eyes meet Tessa's. I really do not know what to think about him. But I said, he's a nice dude. He's all Edie, like a big bro to me. Then I fell, two hands on my back. And instead of screaming, I knew what to do. By the size of the palm, I could tell they were male. So I lifted my arms, put it behind their head, sturdy, and did a mule kick right to the balls. And they flipped, and I sat down, still with their head. Still, I looked up, TC, my cousins, the Dobre brother. You would think they would learn after Thanksgiving. Looks like only two did I let go and hugged. Then I looked up and saw all of Target was looking, and Elisa ran up and gave them hugs, and two new started to cry. And she said, how do you know Alice? Then Darius and Cyrus lifted me up. She's our baby cuz. See, Cyrus said, wait, do say joke, Jake? No, I said, I do not saying I'm related to the Dobre brothers. Then Speke of the devil and he will appear. or call. Hey, did you know the Dobre brothers are coming back to Team 10? Then I just screamed, yeah. So Jake had the nerve to say, someone has a big crush. Then me and my big mouth have to say, ew, those are my cousins. Okay, Jake says, wait, what? It's true, Jake, Lucas says. And he like, okay, we will talk later. He said, I'm going to get the Martins twins. He aid, almost crying, so yeehaw. British boy, don't be in pain, British boy. I'm just ruining your life like a real friend. I'm a true friend. I'll ruin your life again. I'm a true friend. I woke up to the rain and Alyssa's outside my door, talking to her mom. Yes, mom, I'm okay. I'm back at Team 10. So since I live with so many dudes, I seep a Nerf hun under my pillow. I let my cousin sleep in my floor, so I got dressed while they were still slept. I went to the hallway to talk to Alyssa and ask her if Jake ever got the twins. She says yes, and then we head downstairs. Alyssa talked to Jake and now is ready to let Everite one know she left Cloud Gang and she's back. So we both walk down to we see Jake and he's talking about pranking Chanthony. And we both kiss him on the cheek in a brother-sister way. Hey, Jake, before you can say no, can we jump Cade's car? I look at Cade and he's scarred. No, Alice, not a chance. But since he's like my uncle, I give him a puppy face and he caves. So Alice, come on, he says. What with you and Chance, Jake says, putting the camera in my face. I stooped my sentence as I saw a dude walk down the stairs. You know I said Champs was Bia, but dang, this dude was Bia times 10. Yeah. This picture is... He's doing duck face. These duck lips are funny. Okay. Yeah, yep, that's Bia. Brown blonde hair, blue yellow eyes. You can tell he's Mott from us. He's too fine. Alice, yo, Al. Jake's trying to stop me from drooling over a twin. So Alyssa gave me a good push off the counter, and me being a stunt woman's daughter, I landed on my feet. Okay, honey, if you're getting pushed off the counter, you're going to land on your feet anyways, unless you're like 4'11", because like your feet's not that far off the ground, honey. But whatever. What was that for, Alyssa?
Jake Paul's counters are like 6 feet tall. No short people allowed in the hype house. No. We tolerate you if you're 5'6", but if you're 5'4", unforgivable. Get the frick out. You gotta have tall vibes to be in a hype house. Your vibes have to be able to reach the counters for you. What was that for, Alys? She punches Jakes and logs and jumps on his back to wake up my cousins. Me still shook. I finally say, hi, I'm Alys. Hi, Alys. Oh, ooh, you know what? I know he's probably not British, but I'm going to make him British to ruin British boy's life. I love you, British boy. Here we go. Let's go. Hey, Alys. I'm Ivan. That's not British. That was like Australian or something. That's just not British. So you, yeehaw, in Ivan's mind, dying. She's too fine to stop looking at. And when she's all almost love shooked, I say more. So Jake said you were related to the Dover twins, but you have some Cuban in you. See, she said it was true. But then Erica walked in and teased, hey, where is Alyssa? We're going shopping for ourselves. And the boy, she said, lightly slapping me on the cheek. Back to Alys. I get her, I grab my phone, and as soon as I do, Ivan gives me his number, and I save it. I send him hi just to make sure how he is saved in my phone. Bia, heart, drop, heart. Hi, sup, princessa. So, okay, I get on the intercom and yell, Alyssa, come on, we're going shopping, loser. Okay, I'm coming, I get back. God is dead. It a been a week with Rosa. That's what Ivan lets me call him. It was Friday. He asked me out. Yeah, so today we are at a park in Calabas in a picnic. I can't believe how nice he was. We get a Uber back to the Team 10 house and pull up to see. Jake said, Dud, you get my text. And there's a picture here, and it's like a fake phone saying, Jakey, I need some help. Hell no, my phone was of just check my location. Yes, I know, short as frick. By the way, we're going through chapters. I think we're on like chapter, we're on chapter like 9 now. I don't know. It's called I Like You. New post from at Alys Moon 11. At Alys Moon 11. Pics of me and Bia love you. Ivan Martins. 900 likes. 500 comments. Jake Paul. Hey, at Jake Paul. Hey, bestie. At Ivan Martins. Love you too. At Tessa Brooks. Slay Quinn. I started vlogging. I had a camera incident. So I was using Lucas camera. So my life is awesome. I have the best besties. My cousins are staying in Team 10. And I got me the perfect Bia. Hey, love. Ivan comes in while I am trying to take a pic of my food for the gram. He picks me up and swings me around, and then I think if it wasn't for Alyssa, they would have never been at Team 10 and I would have no bae. I did not tell him, but my camera was recording. Put me down, Marcus, help me, Jake. Then he puts me down and pecks my lip. I love you too, I said, still trying to get my food, and then he says, That I want by princessa. Okay, I finally got it. At Alys Moon 11, the struggle to get this. Thanks a lot. At Ivan Martins. At Ivan Martins, you loved it. At Alyssa Vilat, do a boyfriend tag. At Jake Paul, yes. Those upscore things. Zendaya. You know, the Zendaya. Okay. Okay, homie. DM me if you have something good going for you, but still, yas queen. At Alice Moon, what am I making if you can geese? I will fly you out to La and use hashtag I know. At Jake Paul, I know. At Erica Costell, no dip at Jake Paul. At Alice Moon, seep y'all drama out my commits. You're the winner. The tag was going all week in like OMG, Ove 4000 pep hole, think it's a baby. And I say no, then one person got it. At Natasha for life, is it a song? At Alice Moon, eye squinty tongue out emoji, fingers crossed emoji, love you heart. At Alice Moon, it is. At Taylor Swift, I did not win, can't shake this off. I did not win, can't shake this off. What? I did not win, can't shake this off. What? Is Taylor Swift drunk? At Jake Paul, it's lit, girl, and you fine. At Eric Costell, Jake the fuck. At Alice Moon, look what me and Bia just got. So happy to have a winner to my contest. So I will be flying you out at Natasha for life. Oh, well, it's Natasha for life. Okay. Comments disabled. Yeah, I did the comments disabled. I have no time for that shit. My closet need makeover, so I got in my car. I forgot to say I got a new car. Yes, boo. So me and Alyssa get in and just talk. When we get to Target, we get to a lot of shit. Then we get coffee at the mall, and we did some shopping, and we have matching outfits. And I vlogged the whole thing, and I redid my room. I know, right? I'm so happy. I ended my vlog to go order some food, and my ex DM'd me. Oh, hell no, I yelled. And then Lucas came out of the bathroom, half naked, but I don't give a fuck. We took baths together all the time when we were little. I pee in front of my cuz. I don't give a fuck if they are boys, but off track, I shujoed him the messages. I showed him the messages. That's what that says. Beautiful. DM. No ha. Hey, I miss you. Who is this Ivan kid? Alice. My best Bia I ever. God, I know your dirty scum. Chitty chatter. Emotional abuser is bot about to spam me with I want you back. Out of all the shitty boyfriends I had, you are the worst than the worst. I have a whole list for you, and you know what it's called. F you. And no, I did not want to F you, and not going to bloke you. It's a waste of my time. Thumbs up emoji, F you emoji, F you emoji, F you emoji. I showed my cousin what I just typed it, and he pressed send. So then I went downstairs to order Postmates. After 2 minutes, I got my food, but who I saw was the worst thing. It was Noha, and he likes you are coming with me. He must not have a good memory about what happened when I dumped him, but that's a different story for another day. I kick him in the balls and then get the bat, and he ran in and tried to grab my feet, and that's when I got real team 10 comes down, and that's when I start cussing in Spanish. I say, I'm about to butcher some Spanish. I hope your mother isn't here, Michelle, because I'm about to ruin her life. All right, let us Spanish. Diablos no quien que crees que es eres tu pedazo de mierda si alguna vez te vuelvo a ver iré a la cárcel por homicidio. Emilio and Ivan were shook, but did I give two fucks? No, I will still swing the bat at his balls until Jake piked me up and took me upstairs and told Nick and Alyssa to whack me. But I can see they were scarred, so I went upstairs and
I went upstairs. I said I had to pee and hot to the top and said no, yelled, leave, bick, and then did that stunt from the first night. But this time I landed and started to run up to Noha Harlequin, and he knows I'm faster than him, so he runs. I'm still after him. Here, off the property. I told the guard to break his dick if they ever see him again. And then I yelled. And then I yelled, thanks for the car, Jake. I need some new toys. I run to see his first car, and then I smash all the window. I pick up Apollo's poop and rubbed it all over the car. Then I grab some paint and splayer the black car to pink, blue, and white. He hater the his colors. I swear this story is in English. Oh, okay. This is just an Instagram chapter, so... Romanized English. I walked in the house and called Postmates and complained, and the give my food for free. The pay it gets there, I still have the bat. No one has said a thing to me. I get my food and take a pic and put on the gram, and the eat while comments rile in from team 10 members. Alice Moon might go to Gale. Not Gale. No, I don't want to go to Gale. Mama. She's gonna go to Gale. Anyways, Alice Moon might go to Gale. Surprise, I meant shocked emoji. Laughing crying emoji. Punch emoji. Curse word emoji. At Jake Paul, damn, I got scared AF. At Ivan Martins, Bia, can I get some? At Alyssa Velet, boo you too savage, I'm dead. Hashtag Ellen for life. If not, pray for at Ivan Martins. At Natasha, damn, what you do? At Alice Noah, but for real, you coming tomorrow to spend the week? Yes, chica, yes. At Natasha, I know I'm ready for the Team 10 drama. I walk to my room and plan my outfits for this week. Oh my god, let me tell you how the authors spell these words. Okay, they spelled Friday right, but then they spelled Saturday, S-A-T-E-R-D-A-Y. Sunday was spelled correctly, Monday, Tuesday was spelled correctly, and then we get to Wednesday, and it's W-E-N-S. No, that's how you spell Wednesday. I don't know how to spell Wednesday, guys. You know what? We can leave it where it is. No, yeah, they spelled Wednesday wrong. W-E-N-S-D-A-Y. Yeah, I really don't know how to spell Wednesday. It's like the hardest word for me to spell. Wednesday. Wednesday. OMG, me and Alyssa say, well, I'm hung to bed. Alyssa says, yeehaw. Me too, I say. I crawl in bed after tooking in Marcus, Lucas, Darius, and Cyrus. There's some big babies. I text my mom tonight. All right. I think I'm going to end my podcast here, and then I'm going to just continue with this with a part two, because it should be about 30 minutes long, and that's how long I want my podcast to be. All right, so any final words that you guys think I need to relay over before we end this segment of it? British boy, do you have anything to say? British boy is stunned with silence. He just thinks my British accent was so amazing that he just can't speak. Michelle still has herself muted, no doubt from my amazing Spanish. I wonder if you can speak Spanish and be British. Speak Spanish in a British accent? That would be a weird flex. British Spanish people. Actually, I think we have time for one more chapter. Are you ready, British boy? Of course you are. I wake up and get ready. I feel strange. I get my Friday outfit. I walk to Alyssa's room. She is ready. I let her know I'm going to pick up Natasha. Oh, and I'm dropping off the Chins. They are going to Spain for the week. Ivan walks me to where Natasha is. He says hi to her and kiss me on the head and says be safe and do not kill AX. I promise. And he runs to his gate. Oh my God, I just hoogs Ivan. That's dope. Natasha said, OMG, are you ready? We're going to be lit. I say, back. We walk out of Lax and I say, we're going to the studio and you will hear my cover with AJ. She looks at me with shookings. Well, that's over. I have to go to one of Jake's fought shoots. When we get there, I decided to post and look at IG. At Alice Mood. Miss you. At Tessa Brooks. Oh, Tessa broke too now. Tell her to go to Brooklyn. I shipped too hard. I'm sinking. At Jake Paul. This is what you were doing. Ha, love you too. At Ivan Martins. Love yo more. At Ivan Martins. My queen, my son, looking fine as ever, you will be mine. At Alice Moon. At Alice Moon. Like, yes. At Jake Paul. Love birds. At Alyssa Velet. Yes, queen, get your mans. I saw my Bia post. I was screaming, that's my mans, out loud. And then I saw another post. At Tessa Brooks. Tristan, use the mammer one more time. I dare you. At Alice Moon. You okay, baby? At Tristan Tales. You're welcome. Alyssa Velet, Ron Tristan, at Alice Mood, my crazy team 10 family. The fought shoot is done. We all go to a restaurant. All of us, Alyssa yelled as Kendall Jenner anged got us in, but we got out, so yeehaw. I don't even know what that last word was. Got. Is this chapter short enough? This chapter is short enough to read too. Bia. Me, Erica, Tessa, Alyssa, and Natasha all go to the beach. We taught Natasha how to make boys. That's a no-no word. So we all ran in the water and the same time when we started smacking each other's bums. Then we ran past the boys and pretend to see something cool, telling them to come closer. Champs piked me up and ran me down screaming for help. And he puts me down and we walk back. We go back to the house and walk in and see the twins. I give them prayer in tradition and get this. Jake said if she can get 4 meals, she can stay. Ah, me. And Ivan goes the office to film a boyfriend tag punishment edition. I intro, what's up, Alyssa's today, TD. We are doing a boyfriend tag with boyfriend Ivan Martins. And big shout out to Natasha for helping. One, Keystone, how long have you been together? Answer, Ivan. 2 months, Natasha, right? No punishment. Question 2. How is Alice related to the Dobre brothers? Answer, Ivan. Her mom is related to their mom, and that's how they're related. Natasha, right? Okay, Allie. Question 3. How old is Ivan's mom? Answer, 36. Right. Okay, loves, that's it. And remember to stay slaying. Bye. Okay, now we're ending the podcast. I would like to say goodbye and big suck, sayonara.